as well as the some of the more Eratosthenian craters around Sanger. Looks to me like you can still have a little bit of a hint, at least of a layering or a broken up different colored material at the top of all of these craters. Stop and rewind to DSC. Forgot to do that.
Roger, Ron. We'll take care of the DSC.
Okay. Okay, I'll let you do it.
Roger, Ron.
Okay. Okay, I took four pictures on MAG 00 up to frame 104, kind of looking north across the radio.
Roger, Ron, we copy. Ron, just some words for you. We placed
in kind of a okay, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead with yours. We don't want to interrupt.
I just going to say that on the Crater Aitken on the other side, it's probably, there are no rays, visible rays that I could see at the low sun angle anyhow coming across there. There's definitely a Mare floor in there. It's a dark albedo type flat floor, there are swirls in it. No definite expression of the swirls. The one thing is quite apparent, you have a flow scarp in the northeast corner of it coming out of a little clover leaf type of an area there. I'm going to have to look the next pass over to see if, on kind of the south dynamical structure that's in there, it's breached. And I can't tell if the flow material is flowing to the east out of that domical structure, or if the flow is flowing into the domical structure. I'll have to take a better look at that the next time around.
Roger, we got you. See any lava marks on the crater rims there?
Well, that's the lava mark is what I'd call, it's almost a lava scarp up in the northeast corner. There are some lava marks along the central peak. They aren't nearly as apparent though as that one up in the northeast corner. The northeast corner is definitely a flow front, a lava flow front that has flown up the the old interior wall of the crater.
Roger, Ron, what's the color of the dome in Aitken?
Yeah, well, the color of the dome in Aitken is colors are hard to visualize. The color of the dome is essentially the same as pretty much the surrounding material around there. Maybe a little bit lighter than the surrounding material. Of course, it's definitely lighter than the floor. The floor itself, to me, has a tan, hint of tan to it.
Okay, Ron, about to break away here a second. Pan camera mode to standby.
Okay.
If you haven't got your flight plan, it's pan camera mode standby, then power on.
Okay, power's going on.
Okay, Ron, and it's time to charge battery A, and we'll cue you on the pan camera power off. Okay, that should have been deleted. We already charged
okay,
that A, sorry.
Yeah, it's already charged.
All right, sorry about that, Ron.
Okay, no problem.
How about the freshness of the wall and ejected materials and the brightness of the rim deposits on Aitken while we have a minute here?
Okay, the brightness of the rim deposits are a little bit brighter than the surrounding area on the thing. The way that you put it, probably early Earth Justinian, definitely not Copernican, because I can't see, well, at least in that low sun, I can't see any rays around it. But probably late Earth Justinian, somewhere in that area, because you have the slumping, well, it's not subdued at all. The walls themselves of the crater are not subdued. They're fairly fresh, not as fresh as Copernican, and now I just can't remember whether we had, seemed to me like it was brighter at the higher sun angles around there, which indicate that there would still be some remnants of a bright ring around it.
Okay, Ron, and whenever you're ready, pan camera powered off.
And camera power is going off.
And we're with all eyes here waiting for Christian Serenitatis visuals.
Okay.
Anything at all, Ron, while we've got a open area here, anything you want to say, we're following you on the map. Just sing out.
Okay.
Ron, while you're thinking here a second, do you have any views on the possible origin of the domes in Aiken?
Well, I'm pretty sure they've got to be volcanic in origin. It's what it looked like to me, and especially if I can determine that the material in the northeast corner of Aiken has flown out of that domical little structure in there.
Glad to understand.